From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus Friday after saying it could no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. Migrants were in turn boarded by Hungary onto trains and buses that police say were headed to registration points near the border with Austria. Spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday that the European Union needs to take collective action in the face of the migrant and refugee crisis. U.S. officials said Friday that Russia had deployed 4 Sukhoi attack aircraft to an airbase in Syria. A total of 8 Russian helicopters have been spotted as well. Speaking in London, Secretary of State John Kerry said the Obama administration is pursuing discussions with Moscow to avoid any misunderstanding between the two governments about all of this.
Clearly, if you're going to have a political settlement, which we've always argued is the best and only way to resolve Syria, you need to have conversations with people and you need to find the common ground.
At the Pentagon, meanwhile, officials said Defense Secretary Ash Carter has said he called a constructive conversation about Syria Friday with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Until now, U.S. defense officials have been wary of talks with Russia, saying Russia had failed to make its intentions in Syria known. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. African Union suspended Burkina Faso on Friday because of the coup. It sparked protests in the streets of the capital. There have been so far a number of deaths. This is VOA News. Cameroon says Amnesty International exhibited bad faith in a recent report that says the country's military commits atrocities as it fights the Boko Haram militants. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports.
Communications Minister and Government Spokesman Issa Chiruma Bakari says the report saying that Cameroon's military fighting the Boko Haram insurgency was committing crimes under international laws. He says Amnesty International notoriously intervenes in security issues of sovereign states.
The investigation that these researchers pretend to carry out lack objectivity and methodological rigor.
Issa Chiruma said Cameroon has been respecting its own laws. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
At least 29 people have been killed, 30 others wounded, after militants attacked an Air Force base, that happened in northwestern Pakistan. Ayaz Gul reporting from Islamabad, the Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility.
Authorities say heavily armed militants in paramilitary forces uniforms staged the attack on Badabir base near the city of Peshawar. Army spokesman Major General Asim Bajwa says the assailants stormed the main gate just before dawn.
They got there and then they used rocket launcher and grenade and they just burst the gate.
He says some of the attackers stormed a mosque near the gate and lobbed grenades on worshippers before spraying them with bullets, killing 16 people. The militants then entered an adjacent block to kill several other people before being surrounded and killed by what officials called the Quick Reaction Force. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the violence. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
President Obama had a rare telephone conversation on Friday with Cuban President Raul Castro after the United States eased restrictions on travel and business in Cuba. Easing comes 2 months after the formal restoration of diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana, and the day after Cuba announced it would appoint its first ambassador to the United States in 54 years. Here in Washington, Congressional House Republicans have passed a measure that would end government funding for the group Planned Parenthood for a year. The bill was sparked by secretly recorded video showing Planned Parenthood officials discussing selling tissue from aborted fetuses for medical research. The organization says it has acted legally and that the tapes were deceptively edited. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.